video games are taking center stage at Humber's Global Game Jam this Friday. Ahead of the big event, I spoke with Game Jam Executive Director Seven Siegel. In his role, Siegel is also behind their latest visit to Humber's North Campus. With their students, the goal is to create video games in 48 hours or less. To keep things fresh each year, the surprise comes in its secret theme.
And we've always gone with abstract, different themes. You know, in our first year, the theme was, as long as we have each other, we'll never run out of problems. and it's been, you know, the theme has been the sound of a beating heart one year. It was a picture of an Ouroboros, which is the snake eating its own tail. And, you know, last year, the theme was transmission.
Around Humber's student body, the game programming diploma is also an interest for some looking to break out with local developers, such as Ubisoft. This was when I asked.
And in that sense, how does Global Game Jam fit itself within Humber's college environment?
So Global Game Jam as an event, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I could estimate that about half of our locations, and mind you, we are approximating 850 locations this year. So I would approximate that half of those locations are at universities. And so the university culture of, you know, of having a space for creativity and for imagination that isn't, you know, that isn't in, like, in the corporate, in a lot of companies, you know, the importance is on making a financially sustainable product, where in institutions of higher learning, we're able to really see creativity blossom. And from that, we've seen incredible things get created. We've seen cultures represented. We've seen commercial successes get made. In that way, Global Game Jam really fits within the growing and learning and doing, especially at universities. We hear a lot of times, you know, students, they need to make games. If they ever want to professionally make games, they need to start by actually making a game. And so Global Game Jam is a great opportunity for people to, you know, to stop putting it off and just do it. You got it. 48 hours, you come out of it. Bada bing, bada boom, you have something made.
Global Game Jam's 48-hour challenge pushes the so-called jammers to develop pretty much anything they want. Some of these games are also what you see on store shelves today.
Don't quote me on bada bing, bada boom.
And what happens to these products after 48 hours?
So, On one hand, Global Game Jam is really about the journey and not the destination. And I've heard, you know, I've heard so many stories, whether the game is successful or the whole thing falls apart. People have an amazing experience with their team, with building, with pushing themselves to make something. And they remember the weekend as the experience. And they take that with them. And they may show their friends the game, but the game is less important to them than what happened to make it happen. On the other hand, we as Global Game Jam want to showcase, you know, we're going to have 111, maybe 112 countries and territories represented this year. And with that, you can show off cultures all around the world. You can see how, you know, how game design interacts with different cultures and societies, and we can really, like, showcase these narratives and experiences that people are taking from their own lives and putting onto the program, onto the game.
When a story turns into a game, it could also connect with others around the world. The organization says it's the biggest Game Jam event, and it's not just contained inside Humber.
Right, we have every single time zone represented where there's people in the time zone. And they're all doing the same thing. And so somebody in Toronto could be making a game at the same time that somebody in New Zealand is making a game. And that's powerful. That has some real power. It is very hard to get people all around the world to stream on the same channel and coordinate it. Mm-hmm. But they've been amazing partners, and so it's going to be an incredible experience as we grow our streaming and we grow our connectivity. And so they've also been great for that.
Some of Game Jam's successes also stayed with Siegel. In more recent titles, he reveals a few favorites that some might not realize they've already played.
A game that's kind of blowing me away currently that isn't out yet, or possibly it is. You may have, so I have yet to play this, but I will explain Global Game Jam-wise why I'm very excited about the game Worlds Adrift.
Mm-hmm.
So Worlds Adrift is an MMO being made by Bossa Studios.
Yep.
And Bossa's in the UK. And Bossa started many years back with a popular game called Surgeon Simulator.
Oh.
Where you play as a surgeon, but the physics are a bit ridiculous and everything's very hard.
Yep.
And this game started at Global Game Jam. And it was the game that took them off. And, like, that's amazing to see. To see just this event happened. They had a spark of brilliance, made a really fun game. It went viral, took off. And they were able to make a company, and they've just made good game after good game. And, like, here we are. They're building an MMO. They're building a huge title. And they're a decent-sized company. And it's amazing from an organization perspective to realize, like, wow, you know, we didn't do that, right? They had the creativity. They had the work. They had the skills. But to see that from a Global Game Jam perspective, like, we had a part in that by providing them the space to make this happen, feels really good for us. And we're always excited to see any of our participants become successful.
This year's Global Game Jam is kicking off at Humber's North Campus on Friday, where a few local students will be taking on a 2-day mission to create the best game they can in one weekend. You can register for free tickets online at their website and through Humber's portals. Clement Go, Skedline.com.